Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this Thanksgiving for our NFL confidence pick here on the NFL on Sports from the Couch on Mercado Airwaves. I'm Mike Mercado. I'm a little under the weather today, and it is Thanksgiving, so we're just going to pound through these picks so that way you guys don't have to hear my voice this way. And on top of it, you could get to the games and the food. Before we get into all that, obviously, people wanted to talk a little bit about what we heard from the Bears, Akiem Hicks, earlier on this week. And maybe it's just the fact that I'm sick. It's been a long few days, and on top of it, it's the holidays. But I am over this Bears team. I am over Akiem Hicks and the sensitivity of this team. How many times do you need to tell people how good they are? How many times can somebody be a front runner? It's really easy when things are easy and you're ahead of everybody and there's no adversity. And that's the true sign of somebody who's successful is when there's a little adversity, how do they respond to it? You're 5-6. You have a chance to be 6-6 by the end of Thanksgiving, and you're worried about how fans are acting in the stand, opposed to the fact that your quarterback goes 25 for 41, 278 yards, two interceptions against one of the worst teams in the NFL, averaging 176 yards. How about the fact that this is the same people complaining? They were the ones on defense that put the Bears in a position that they missed a field goal in the playoff game. So it's a lot of complaining, a lot of nonsense for a team that's not very likable, that's not very good. So I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about that. I don't want to, make myself even more sick. So as far as I'm concerned, this Bears team is all fool's gold. And this is the same team that's resting on the laurels of thinking they were going to win a Super Bowl because they missed a field goal. Were they ever going to beat New England? And you look around the NFL right now, you see what people are doing with Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes. Young quarterbacks around this league like Kyle Murray, that they're tailoring the offense around them. Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. No, we're rooting on slow white linebackers and punt returners, opposed to quarterbacks that get paid millions and millions of dollars. But, it's the same nonsense in this city. So we'll go ahead and we'll move on to the picks in this week in the NFL. I can't believe we're already getting into week 13. And for all you about to be in the fantasy playoffs, good luck. And if you're doing it next week, good luck even then. So we'll go Bears Detroit on Thanksgiving. How exciting this game was last year, and now this year, figures when I could watch it, nobody gives a damn about it. So we'll go ahead and we'll pick Chicago. I mean, Detroit has their third backup going. They'll still figure out a way to screw this game up, but I'll go with the Bears. It's just I can't pick Detroit. The only reason you would pick Detroit is if they play well in Detroit on Thanksgiving. The Bears should win this game, though. So. We have the Bills and Dallas today again. Buffalo, nice defense, good running game. Dallas needs to win. Jason Garrett's on the hot seat. Thanksgiving Day, a way to really put themselves into this division. I'm going to go with Dallas in this matchup. And in the final Thanksgiving game, we have New Orleans and Atlanta and the NFC South matchup. I'm going to go with the Saints in this one. Atlanta is hurt. Maybe they might have Julio Jones back, but New Orleans is the better team. We got Tampa Bay and Jacksonville. A matchup of Florida, two bad teams that can blow out teams and also be in these mud show, melastic kind of games. So I'm gonna go with Tampa. I need Mike Evans to go off, but can you ever really trust Jameis Winston? Not really. I think Leonard Fournette could really control the clock for them, so for Jacksonville, so they could slow it down. DJ Chark and Nick Foles. I mean, it really could go either way, but we might see. You know what? I'm going to change it. I'm going to go Jacksonville because Tampa Bay won last week. So I'm going to go Jacksonville this week. We have the 49ers in Baltimore. Interesting matchup for Lamar Jackson. How's he going to do against a real defense? I'm going to go with Baltimore. I think they're a better team. I think we're going to see the matchup of the West Coast team going all the way to the East Coast. And after Sunday Night Football and the big matchup, this is kind of an interesting game. So I'm going to go with Baltimore. We have the Jets in Cincinnati. I'm going to go with the Jets in that matchup. In a AFC North matchup, we have the Browns and the Steelers. I think I'm going to go with the Browns in this matchup. The Steelers are a mess, but this should be interesting to see how it is ever since the Mason Rudolph and Myles Garrett situation. But I'm going to go with the Browns in that one. We have the Panthers and Washington. I'm going to go Carolina. Washington's a bad team. Carolina has more weapons, and it seems like they're playing for something. Maybe their coach, maybe to see if they got their quarterback back. I'm going to go with Carolina in that matchup. We have the Packers and the Giants. I've never seen a softer 8-2 team in the Green Bay Packers. The Giants aren't good. If the Bears can beat them, so can Green Bay. Green Bay is going to win that game. We have the Eagles in Miami. The Philadelphia is trying to find their way. They've been hurt. They're down to like three wide receivers. Miami is a really bad team. You're gonna go Philadelphia in that matchup. We have Colts, Tennessee, interesting matchup. Either one of these teams, just when you think you got them figured out, they'll disappoint you, just like all of the AFC South, other than Deshaun Watson and individual players in that division. Team-wise, you can never count on anybody in this division. I'm going to go with Indianapolis just because they're the home team. We have the Rams and the Cardinals. We're going to get the Rams in this matchup. The Rams got to do something. I mean, they paid all that money for Jared Goff to keep him there, and Sean McVay was touted as the greatest coach ever, and we've seen what happens when you don't cash in and win a Super Bowl. They're just the Bears of the West Coast. It's sad, but that's what they are. We have the Raiders in Kansas City. I'm going to go with the Chiefs in this matchup. Chargers at Denver. I think Philip Rivers and Keenan Allen go off, try to pretend like they're still in the season. Patriots at Houston. Fun matchup. Potential AFC Championship matchup. Potential see who plays Baltimore to get to the Super Bowl. I'm going to go with New England in this matchup. Their offense has been stagnant, but I think Houston's susceptible to the mistake and Deshaun Watson gets hurt. I also want to kind of see how Bill Belichick answers this. If this is the kind of game where he tries to get film on a person like he did Lamar Jackson, or do they just win this game on Sunday Night Football? And finally, on Monday night, we have the Vikings at Seattle. I'm going to go with Seattle in this game just because they're home, but this is a very interesting matchup because this could go either way, and it's going to have some really repercussions in the NFC. But with that all in mind, let's go ahead and put some confidence points on these bad boys. Oh, some really, really bad matchups this week, guys. Let's look through, see if we like anybody. I guess. And I don't know about you guys, I'm not willing to put so many points on some. So I guess I'll put 16 on Saints. You know, why would I trust Philadelphia? But just for now, let's put them up right there. I'll give you guys the rundown as we go through. If you guys are watching us through the podcast. I mean, is Kansas City that good? Is this just the NFL where we get bored with teams and then we decide who's good and who's not good? So I'll put Kansas City up there. Keep looking through. I mean, do I think the Jets for sure are going to beat Cincinnati, who are getting Andy Dalton back? No, because it's Cincinnati and it's the Jets, but I keep looking around. Maybe I'll find something I like. I guess I'll go with the Rams over the Cardinals. We keep looking through. I think I'll go Chargers over the Broncos. Okay. Let's see what else we got. I think I will put Green Bay high up. I think I will put the Jets a little higher just because they're playing Cincinnati. Carolina. I'll put a little bit on Seattle. Which is the game that I don't really have a lot of confidence in. I would say probably, yeah, Cleveland. Cleveland, Pittsburgh. I'll put a couple points on Baltimore. I like this a little bit. All right, so I think we'll keep it like this for now, guys. So we put 16 points on the Saints over Atlanta. 15 on the Eagles over Miami, 14 on the Chiefs over Oakland, 13 on the Rams over Arizona, 12 on the Chargers over Denver, 11 on the Packers over the Giants, 10 on the Bears over the Lions, 9 on the Jets over the Bengals, 8 on the Vikings over Seattle, 7 on Washington losing to Carolina. I have Baltimore over San Francisco with 6 points confidence on that, 5 points on Dallas over Buffalo, 4 on the Patriots over Houston, 3 on Indy over Tennessee, 2 on Jacksonville over Tampa, and 1 on Cleveland over Pittsburgh. Thank you guys all so much for joining me on this Thanksgiving and, of course, dealing with my cold. I appreciate you guys so much. Follow me on Twitter at MikeMedia, Instagram Mike Mercado Media, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. At Mercado Airwaves, subscribe, like, rate, review, and share us. Visit us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. We have a bunch of cool tiers just for you guys, and of course, anywhere you want to see these videos, Facebook, and of course, YouTube.com/MikeMercado2333, and on Twitch, twitch.tv/MercadoAirwavesNetwork. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, enjoy the games. We'll see you next time here on Sportsman on the Couch, Airwaves Network. I'm Mike Mercado.